This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Colorado Springs City Council voted 8-1 Tuesday to form a commission to oversee the city's police department. Members of the public urged council members to create an independent board that would amplify the concerns of people of color. Khalil Yarborough grew up in Colorado Springs and has two biracial children who fear the police.
It's crucial in order to try to restore faith in the system to have this committee, and it needs to have been set up yesterday.
Other concerns include a process to report complaints about police that would be protected from retaliation. There are already more than 600 applications for the 11-member commission. The deadline to apply is July 1st. Denver's police chief has canceled a meeting with a black man who was handcuffed after an officer pointed a gun at children in his care. Nathalie Israel and his lawyer had planned to meet with Chief Paul Pazin last week. Police confirmed the meeting was canceled and has not been rescheduled. They did not say why. Israel says it was because of a march scheduled to coincide with the meeting. Storm damage will force a popular tourist attraction in southwestern Colorado to be closed for the next 8 to 16 weeks. The Cortez Journal reports the Durango and Silverton Narrow Gauge Railroad will stay closed as crews work to clear debris along 40 feet of railroad tracks. Earlier, it was reported that the railroad was reopening this week after shutting down because of the pandemic. Southwest Colorado is sunny and hot today, highs in the 90s around Grand Junction, above 90 in Denver and close to 90 in Colorado Springs this afternoon. This is CPR News.